Timing? Not a strength. Never has been. I was born early, middle of the night, raging snowstorm in Cleveland, Ohio, and popped out at just 4 pounds, 2 ounces. When I get in the shower, you can bet the washing machine's running with a load of whites on hot. When a curse slips, there's always a kid standing there. When it's easier to just pee in the yard, I'll look up and have to wave at a neighbor midstream. My own wife hates to travel with me because she knows when I fly, there will be delays and overnight stays in connecting cities. I bought a leaky RV last year. We had flooding rains within 5 hours, shortly after it broke down on the way home. Let's not get into my blood-squirting, lacerated wrist, suffered during a bathroom remodel rip-out while my wife was out of town. I believe the saying goes, if it weren't for bad timing, I wouldn't have any timing at all. And I, for one, am thankful for that. If I hadn't been recommended for a job on a busy weekend while I was moving into a new house, I probably wouldn't be doing what I do today. And if I hadn't nearly burned down her apartment, or lost the car keys during a snowball fight, forcing us to stay 3 extra days in Fussen, Germany, perhaps my wife and I wouldn't have found that patience, that trust, that emotional flexibility it takes to get married and stay married. Bad timing is and always will be my MO. And just when that bad timing starts to frustrate me, starts to drive me out of my mind, I can't help but laugh, hang on, and wait to see where it takes me.